the superficial analogies that are present in the field of science. He also said that these analogies are useless in theoretical science and cannot be applied practically, since they take harmful form in their practical consequences. These concepts were very close to those concepts that were developed by original theorists. There are many examples present to prove these statements. A student of the Center for Complex Quantum Systems at the University of Texas, Austin, Ilya Prigogine, studied about the emergent properties. Through her studies, she derived that those emergent properties can be used to derive or build analogues for living systems. Theory of autopoiesis was developed by Francisco Varela and Humberto Maturana. This theory is famous in the field of systems theory since it describes further and ongoing developments in the field of systems theory. Following are some famous and most contributing names in this particular field: Russell Akoff, Della H. Banathy, Peter Checkland, Anthony Stafford Beer, Brian Wilson, Fritjof Capra, Robert L. Flood, Edgar Morin, Michael C. Jackson. Modern foundation in general theory of systems were continued to develop since the period of World War I. In that period, Erwin Laszlo was studying systems theory by using a book named Perspectives on General System Theory. This book was written by Bertalanffy. Erwin pointed out that if general system theory is from German into English, the result was wrought a certain amount of havoc. Chapter 1. Basic Knowledge of General System Theory. Being the very first chapter in the book, this chapter will give you an overview of the systems theory. Before jumping into the historical or traditional concepts, an overview would help you to understand upcoming complex chapters. After understanding origin of the term, in this chapter, basic knowledge base for advanced concepts of systems theory would be provided. In the beginning period development, general systems theory was greatly criticized as it was believed to be a pseudoscience. Many theorists believed that it was just an admonishment. It was admonishment that attempted to attend to things in a holistic way, according to critics. These critics soon started to lose points. The Bertalanffy played an important role in demolition of such critics. He was the developer and most effective writer in the field of general systems theory. All of writings were mainly included his own research description and his major findings in the very same field of general systems theory. In one of his books, he described that general systems theory is a perspective or paradigm. He also believed that it has well-developed framework of basic concepts, which is enough for development of entire theory in near future. In general systems theory, Algemein system theories are said not to be directly consistent with a certain interpretation, since general system theory itself is a scientific theory of general system. Von Bertalanffy opened doors to a broad term other than a single theory through his writings. Those terms were much broader, greater, and significant compared to a single theory or general theory of systems. However, those terms were always falsified yet held their existence ephemerally. Through his writings, Bertalanffy provided us with a new paradigm, or say framework, for further development of many theories, including general systems theory. Theory, or Lehre, holds a much broader meaning in German compared to limited closest of English words such as theory and science. When we seek for the proper definition of these terms, it is much expanded that single word meaning. Theory or science are said to have an organized body, a body that holds set of knowledge base and any systematically presented concept sets. These concepts can be in any form. It does not really matter if they are presented empirically, axiomatically, or philosophically. If they have proper meaning and systematic structure, they are eligible to be called as concept. Lehre is often associated with theory or science in terms of etymology of general systems. However, its complete meaning from German could